Say Yes, and it's coming through from Michelle Williams. It's got Beyonce and Kelly Rowland on it. And unfortunately, it gets to bring us to the end of today's show, but what a beautiful day it's been. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I'm always right here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. Now, today was the accorded official funeral to the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV of the Ngoni people, and he was being put to rest today at the Royal Resting Ground in Chipata District. You know, the late chief, 44 years of dedicated service to the nation, today is being celebrated and being honored and being commemorated as well. And, you know, we respectfully done so, you know, across the country with flags flown at 1:30. And, of course, you know, the playing of dignified and gospel music, you know, rather than secular music on radio stations and scrapping off entertainment programs as well. I hope, you know, we both commemorated this day, not only, you know, as for ourselves, I think, feeling a bit more closer to God, and, of course, getting to celebrate and, you know, commemorate the life of the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV. And I will end it and say, may his soul rest in peace. Shout out to each one of you for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. Once again, my name is Tron Jabulani. The time is 18:02. I have to say my deuces now. Coming up right next, the 977 Evening News.
Sit and drive.
It's Given Beat City Vibe.
It's 97.7 News.
Transparency International Zambia TIZ has raised concern over alleged electoral malpractice and political inactivity as the country prepares for the August 26th general elections. President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the Ngoni Royal Establishment for its leadership and unity following the death of Paramount Chief Mpezeni. And in international news, more than 300 migrants heading to the UK last summer were kidnapped, tortured, and threatened with forced organ removal.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the Ngoni Royal Establishment for its leadership and unity following the death of Paramount Chief Mpezeni. The president has commended the Ngoni traditional leadership for maintaining peace and stability since the passing of the traditional leader. President Hichilema said this when he met Ngoni and visiting chiefs at Ependugeni Palace in Chipata District, Eastern Province, ahead of the burial of Paramount Chief Mpezeni. He said the manner in which the mourning period has been managed reflects the strength and resilience of the Ngoni Royal Establishment. President Hichilema urged the chiefs to continue fostering unity and leadership as thousands of mourners from within and outside Zambia gather to pay their final respects to the late traditional leader. He also assured the traditional leadership of the government's continued support.
977 News.
In other news, Transparency International Zambia TIZ has raised concern over the alleged electoral malpractice and political inactivity as the country prepares for the August 2026 general elections. In its first elections project update under the Kuteteza Masanko initiative, TIZ revealed that it has received reports alleging that some aspiring candidates were offered money to withdraw from electoral contests in favor of candidates from the ruling party, United Party for National Development, UPND. According to TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe, one aspiring candidate allegedly rejected an offer of 800,000 kwacha intended to persuade them to pull out of the race. TIZ says such allegations threaten the integrity of the electoral process by limiting voter choice and undermining fair political competition. The organization has called an investigative agency and the Electoral Commission of Zambia to investigate the claims and take action against anyone found guilty of electoral corruption. Meanwhile, the organization has also expressed concern over the vandalism of campaign materials belonging to independent candidates in Solowezi District. Independent parliamentary candidate Poho Kawina reportedly lost two campaign billboards valued at more than 24,000 kwacha after they were destroyed by unknown individuals. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that investigations into the matter are underway and has reminded the public that destroying campaign materials is a criminal offense.
977 News.
And in more news, his Lord Chief Justice Dr. Mumba Malila has warned newly appointed and elevated judges against corruption and political influence, urging them to uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary as they assume their new responsibilities. Opening an induction workshop for judges of the Superior Courts in Lusaka, Dr. Malila cautioned judicial officers against following themselves to be compromised, reminding them that judicial office is built on public trust. He warned that judges who allow their decisions to be influenced by improper considerations risk destroying the reputations and careers they have spent years building. The Chief Justice also delivered a strong message on judicial independence, advising judges to remain above partisan politics and resist pressure from political actors. Dr. Malila said judges would often face criticism and political rhetoric, but urged them to remain restrained and allow their judgments to speak on their behalf. Earlier, chairperson of the Chief Justice's Advisory Committee on Training and Continuing Education, Lady Justice P.K. Yangailo, said the induction program was designed to strengthen judicial competence, ethics, accountability and professionalism. She reminded participants that appointment to judicial office was both an honor and a public trust, and encouraged them to embrace continuous learning throughout their judicial careers. Coming up next, Business News.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, Zambia has called for increased international support to help developing countries harness artificial intelligence, AI, for economic growth and decent employment opportunities. The call was made during the 114th session of the International Labour Conference currently underway in Geneva, Switzerland. Addressing delegates during the plenary discussion on reports presented by the International Labour Organization, Zambia noted that rapid advancements in AI and digital technologies are reshaping the global world of work and creating both opportunities and challenges for workers. The country welcomed the ILO Director General's report titled A Moment of Choice, Harnessing Artificial Intelligence for Decent Work, saying AI has the potential to improve productivity, strengthen public services, promote innovation and accelerate economic growth if managed responsibly. Zambia, however, cautioned that the benefits of AI must be balanced against the realities facing its youthful and growing population, noting that many young people risk being left behind if adequate skills development and inclusion measures are not put in place. The government highlighted ongoing reforms aimed at strengthening work-based learning, apprenticeships, and skills development frameworks to ensure workers are equipped for both current and future jobs. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news,